The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Take about 5 minutes before we start the 32 body part meditation, just to do our whole body awareness while breathing in, sensitive to the whole body, while breathing out, sensitive to the whole body. Fearlessly including, fearlessly interested in the experience of the body as you breathe in, as you breathe out. Training the mind to sustain this whole body awareness through each inhalation, through each exhalation. And remember, there's no need for either the body or the mind to get tight. Tightness doesn't help. Quite simple, while breathing in, sensitive to the whole body just as it is. And while breathing out, sensitive to the whole body just as it is. And setting in motion this very natural refinement from the arising of calm, settledness in the body, onward to the arising of joy or lightness of mind, ease, contentedness of heart, stillness, and peace. So this is a quite natural, lawful development of the mind. It arises when there's the continuity of present moment awareness. So again, while breathing in, sensitive to the whole body, and while breathing out, sensitive, awake to the whole body. Experiencing the breath and the bodily sensations in and of themselves, not in terms of our ideas about the body or about the breath, but the actual visceral experience of sensation. And we'll begin the 32 body part meditation now. Just the general sense first of the body sitting, whole body. And we're bringing to mind this particular contemplation in order to shift the view about the body. Normally the mind sees certain parts of the body as attractive, certain parts of the body as repulsive. But these different parts of the body, they're just what they are. In an ultimate sense, the different parts in the whole body together is neither attractive nor repulsive. So the basic pattern as we bring each part, each of the 32 parts to mind, you might find it useful to verbally repeat the name of the part a few times. As you contemplate it, use your imagination and any information you have about each of the body parts. And have, if you can, as best you can, a cool, detached sense. Neither for nor against. As if, as the Buddha suggests, you were simply sorting different seeds. There's corn, there's sesame, there's rice, there's sunflower, flax seeds. Just organizing the different seeds. We'll do the same with the parts of the body. So we bring to mind the hair of the head. And using your imagination, just a sense of easily removing the hair of the head, including the roots of the hair. All the hair of the head being gathered. No pain here at all. Just collecting it and placing it in a nice, neat pile. And we just observe this pile of the hair of the head. Noticing its shape and the color, the amount. This is hair of the head. And then next we imagine that we're gathering all the hair of the body. Whether it's short or long, hair keeps growing. Some of the hair is coarse, some of it's fine. Different colors, some may be gray, some colored. We gather all the fine, all the coarse hair of the body, and we create another pile. Next to the head of the hair of the head, rather. So we have these two piles, they look slightly different. Just use your imagination, sensing what that would be like. Over here is the hair of the head, and then here now is the hair of the body. And then we collect the nails, starting with our hands first, easily removing each nail, no pain, five, and then the other five, placing them down, and then removing the toenails, one after another. Maybe they're smooth, maybe they're rough, maybe they're long, maybe they're short, maybe they're colored. But we gather all 20 or less, if you're missing a finger or toe. So we have this rather small pile of nails sitting there next to the head of the body, the hair of the head, and care of the body. And then removing the teeth, the front teeth and the back teeth, 20 or so teeth, give or take, some with metal in them, of course, capped in some way. We see the tooth and also the root of the tooth as we create a relatively small pile of teeth, yellowish white. There they are, next to the nails, next to the hair of the body, next to the hair of the head. Just curious in a very non-attached way, deconstructing the body part by part. And we carefully remove the skin, just peeling it away. It's about 5 square feet worth of skin. Or actually, I think maybe it's 5 by 5, so 25 square feet, I read. So just imagine the particular color of the skin, and of course the resilient quality of the skin, supple maybe in parts, coarse, rough in other parts, particular color of our skin, places that have more tan, other places that are less tanned, less dark. We just fold it nice or make us some kind of pile out of the skin. See the pile of skin and the little pile of teeth and the little pile of nails and the pile of the hair of the body and the hair of the head. And now that the skin's removed, we begin to move all the flesh, all the muscle, the meat of the body. We know what meat looks like. And as we're doing that, we can just carefully remove the tendons and ligaments and cartilage. That can all go in one pile, mostly white in color. And then, of course, the meat, the flesh, will be rather red. We just sort of pile it. It's going to be a big pile, mostly, for most of us, of flesh. Some of the muscles are quite small, and others, like the buttocks, that will be a big muscle. But in any case, we're just stacking all the flesh in one pile. All the white ligaments and tendons and cartilage, the things that hold the bones and the muscles together, give the body structure. And we end up with a big pile of ligaments and tendons and cartilage one place, and then next to it a bigger pile of flesh, the meat of the body. We have the skin, we have the pile of teeth and the pile of nails, the hair of the body, and the hair of the head. And of course, there's this skeleton here, all the bones. Now, of course, they're loose because the ligaments have been removed. So we just start gathering the tiny bones of the fingers and toes and the very end of the tailbone and the bigger bones like the thigh bones and the femur, I guess it's called, and the other bones, hips, skull, gathering all the bones of the body and just placing them in a big pile. No order to the bones of the body, just sitting there stacked in some way, little bones and big bones. Even the bones in the ear. Big pile of bones and big mass of the flesh of the body and the ligaments and tendons and cartilage, the teeth and the nails, the skin, the hair of the body and the hair of the head. So we begin to place the organs out now. Of course, we don't have to organize all the organs, but we find the obvious ones, the kidneys. Place it. Maybe you know what that looks like. Indigo color often. And the liver, big organ. The heart. The muscle, the diaphragm, the spleen, the lungs, kind of a milky white color, all the plumbing, the large intestines, the small intestine, all coiled up, all grouped in a little pile, the stomach, and all the contents from the large intestine and the colon, rectum, so the feces just piled. Put the brain out. The eyes. All the different organs laid out, the ones that haven't been mentioned, the ones we've mentioned. So we have all these organs sitting alone in their own particular pile. We have all the bones. Inside the bones, the bone marrow. We have all the cartilage and ligaments and tendons. We have all the flesh. We have the nails and the teeth. We have the pile of skin. And the hair of the body, and the hair of the head. And then we have the different kinds of liquid. We have the bile, the digestive liquid. We have the phlegm. We have fat, which is sort of liquidy. We have sweat and blood, of course, tears, body grease. We have saliva and mucus, urine. So just having a sense, each fluid in its own little vessel, little beaker or something, clear glass, so get the sense of the color of the urine. Color of mucus, texture, saliva. We all know the grease that appears on our face sometimes when we're hot. And we know sweat, perspiration, blood, all the different bodily fluids, lymph, pus, whatever there might be. Some vessels will be quite full, like the blood, quite a bit of that. Others rather small. So we have this very neat, very orderly collection of body parts arrayed out in front of us. We have the hair of the head. We have the hair of the body. We have the nails of the feet and hands. And we have the teeth. And we have this big pile of skin. 25 square feet for an average adult. We have this big, rather big pile of meat, flesh. We have all the tendons, ligaments, sinews, cartilage in a pile. Bones, and inside the bones, the bone marrow, all stacked together, big bones, little bones. We have a nice array of organs just sitting out, the heart and the lungs, the stomach, all the other digestive organs, the pile of plumbing, and what was inside, partially digested food, feces, and its own little pile, the kidneys, the liver. We have the brain in its own little place, the eyeballs. Of course, there are other parts of the body. If any comes to mind, just find a place to set it out. And the attitude is neither one of disgust, and of course, or at least it should be true for most of us, this non-attraction. This is the body. The body, we all know, is made up of its parts. Each has its own function. Each has its own color or texture, shape, its own location, what it's next to, what it connects to. But right now, it's just this big array of different piles sitting here. Just take a couple more minutes in silence and contemplate the 32 body parts. And contemplate how the piles of our dear friends, the piles of our relatives, they wouldn't look so different than our own pile. There might be subtle things we could notice, like their pile of flesh is bigger than our pile or smaller than our pile, or the shading of their skin is different than the shading of our skin. The pile of hair is different. But for the most part, it's not very personal, these piles. Not really distinct. Just these piles, parts. And we end by having a short loving kindness reflection as we, from this place of humility, coolness, we recognize that I do care about this life. I care about this body, put together, doing its best to function together, to operate in this integrated, harmonious way. And I care about all these fragile bodies and minds around me, operating as best they can, solving life's problems as best they can. May this being, may all beings be safe from harm. May all beings be happy. May we be at ease in our lives. May we all be free from suffering and free from the roots of suffering. Just as I care about this body and this mind, may all beings be at ease. May all beings be happy.